This chazor zeichen nishu bachay chazor shvagim rabbi yehuda mishag zechulam daf tzadik tes. The gemara said that the source for asra ayin being bottled in mixtures where the ratio is 1 to 60 or 1 to 100, depending on the shita, is derived from the case of the nazir's ram. The gemara asked that a brisa says that the case of the nazir's ram is unique and therefore can serve as a basis to be learned from. The gemara has given one answer. Now it gives some more. So Rava said the brisa means that the nazir's ram is unique in that taste is not considered to be like the asra ayin itself. Generally, with regard to kachrim, it is. In the case of nazir's ram, it's not. Why don't we learn from the case of the nazir's ram that a taste of kachrim is not considered to be like the substance of the asur itself? Mora says, the pasuk regarding carbon chatas teaches that taste alone is considered to be like the asur item itself. Why do we choose to learn from the pasuk regarding chatas instead of learning from the case of the nazir's ram? And furthermore, the case of the nazir's ram is a chiddush, because it's a case in which we lechatchila mix things and make it bottle, which is something we are typically not allowed to do. Therefore, we can't learn from it. If so, we should not even learn out the 1 to 60 or the 1 to 100 ratio from it either. If it's more learning, the ratio is a chumrah, because the raisa things become bottle in a simple majority. To learn a chumrah, we can do even from a chiddush. Ravina said the raisa means that the nazir's ram is unique in that the place where the leg is cut off from the animal is mutter for non-kehanim. Typically, the point of the cut is actually asr, but in this case, it's mutter. Effecting Maravaita, Rav Dimi repeated the ruling of Ravasi that Usr flavor becomes bottle in a ratio of 1 to 100. Abaye asked, is it true that all Usr flavor becomes bottle in 100? A mission regarding Truma that mixed with Chulin says, if the Truma was not of the same kind as the Chulin and the Truma is no longer recognizable, if the Truma gives a flavor to the mixture, then it's Usr for a non-Kayan, even if there's 101 times the Truma in the mixture. If the Truma does not give a flavor into the mixture, then even if there is not 101 times the Truma in the mixture, it's mutter. Presumably this means that even if there is not 101 times, but there is 60 times, it's mutter. We see that an usr item becomes bottle in 60. And from where Rav Dimi said, the Mishnah means that it will become bottle in 100, it will not become bottle in 60. In fact, the earlier part of the Mishnah discusses the case of Truma mixing into like kind chulin and says that if se'or of Truma fell into a dough of chulin and there's enough se'or to make the dough rise, then whether or not there's 101 times the Truma, the mixture is usr. If there is not 101 times of the se'or, then whether or not there's enough to make it rise, the mixture is vayter asr. Now, if this first part of the Mishnah is discussing bittel in 100 times, it must be that the later part is discussing becoming bottle in 60 times, such fair and for the Gemara. It may be that the first case is discussing it becoming bottle in 101 times, the second case is discussing it becoming bottle in only 100 times. If there's chulin that's 101 times the amount of the truma, even if there's enough to make it rise, why would it not become bottled? There's certainly no taste of the truma in the mixture. And for the more, Avdimi remained quiet. Abaya said, maybe Sa'ar is different because there are some with very strong flavors that can impart flavor even when outnumbered by 101 times. Avdimi said, you have reminded me of something that I actually heard about this concept in the name of Yosef son of Chanina. And Itaka said that different things impart flavors in different strengths. Okay, the more continued Mishnah said, Ketzad Misha'arinon. Zachmar Huna said the Mishnah means we view the gid as meat and the thigh as the tops of turnips. If there would be enough meat to impart a flavor into the turnip tops, the thigh is usr. Mar says the Mishnah does not follow the Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim, and Brechet of a Braisa, who says that gidin do not have a flavor, and therefore, as long as the gid is removed from the mixture would not be usr. Mar says the Maisa person went to Rabbi Chanina to ask regarding food that had been cooked with the gid on usher. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavina was sitting by the entrance and asked the person how Rabbi Chanina had paskin. The person said that the psak was that it was mutter. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavina told this person, go back in and ask again. Rabbi Chanina told this one who was asking the shayla, he said, go out and tell the person who was sitting at the entrance that gidim ein boi tam have no flavor. Mar says, when people would come to ask such a question to Rav Ami, he would send them to Rav Yitzchak ben Chaluv, who would paskin in the name of Rav Shimon Levi that the mixture is mutter. But Rav Ami himself did not hold this way. That's why he sent them somewhere else to get a heter. Where paskins, gidin do not have a flavor. Mishnah said, gid anosha shenis bashel. In fact, Mar, why don't we say that the gid anosha becomes bottled in the majority of the mutter gidin in the pot? And Gemara, it's a complete barrier. The gid anosha is a complete barrier, and therefore it's significant and does not become bottled.